right, let's wrap it up. The Daily Podcast on a Friday, September 3rd. Happy weekend, friends. What did we talk about today? Well, like everybody in this area, we reacted to the storm and its effects, which we're still witnessing quite mightily. China is laying down the hammer policy-wise on their own people this week and banning sissy men, among other things. John explained the origin story of his hearing damage. We previewed this 80s weekend here on MGK and Song Stories. Featured Ricky and the number that must not be lost. We went to Scotland to hear a tongue twister, took the fifth in a really impressive round for Guns N' Roses tickets, and Larry the Cable Guy stopped by, first time in years he showed up here. And sad news from our own personal camp here, as it's Taylor's last day. She started with MGK in 2017, joined our show in 2018, and she's heading out on her own in this crazy radio biz. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
...57 degrees outside right now, sunny and comfortable today, only getting up to 74. Oh my God, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be absolutely great. All right, unless you have to use the Vine Street Expressway, then it's really going to suck.
That's your kayak.
Still underwater, right?
Still underwater. It's not like it's going away. But Lisa was asking me last night, how are they going to get rid of that? And I said, they're going to pump it out. What are going to pump it to?
Pump's broke. That's why part of the reason it flooded. So,
oh, really? Oh,
right now they have to naturally let it.
Well, why can't they use fire truck pumpers?
I don't know, John.
You know, I've seen fire, you know, they got that thing that they throw in water and then they pump that water out.
Why don't you use a shop vac?
That's true.
To suck it.
Or a big parade of buckets, like in cartoons.
You know what it is? You know, the wet vac, they don't have an extension cord long enough.
Right? Duh.
Right, that building that's right there, that's flooded too, and they have no electricity. That's what it is.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
I was in Conshohocken yesterday, right? And seeing the river that, you know, that far upstream, you got to see what's going on up there. All right? You know? It's just amazing. A boat came by. Nobody was in it.
Yeah.
boat came by.
When we left yesterday, John and I both had to take the boulevard. He had to go somewhere, and I had to take that to get home.
Who won the race, by the way? The cruise control race.
Oh, I think he left before I did, so he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats.
We should have left together and actually had a race.
That would have been awesome.
Boulevard. Did you look to your left as you're going over the bridge on the Schuylkill towards the Roosevelt Expressway, the East Falls Bridge? You guys in the studio, if this is the bottom of the bridge, there was about maybe 6 inches below where the water level
was. Like an extension of the bridge.
The Sunoco that's there, you could only see the roof of the gas tanks.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how the river was in there.
Yeah. I mean, it still is amazing. Although the thing I think that amazed me the most about everything that happened yesterday was driving here, other than one small branch, there wasn't a single thing on the road.
Right.
No lumber down, no trees down, nothing like that. You had the one tree, but did you have much more?
Not so much.
Yeah.
My deck was bad. That was about it.
Well, look, we've got a great day ahead of us and a lot of radio. Later on this morning, Larry the Cable Guy for the first time in years.
Yeah. Love Larry.
Last time?
Oh, my God. 2018, maybe?
Still Dan Whitney.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Throughout the weekend, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that. Well, we're going to turn MGK into MTV, so now you'll want your MGK instead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to do an 80s weekend. You know, you'll have the Police and Billy Idol, Dire Straits, Springsteen in there, Peter Gabriel, the ones you expect, but you also get your Stray Cats and Blondie and Men at Work or Adamant, INXS.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran, or as they say in England, Duran Duran.
Well, that's weird.
I know. I've never figured out, but they insist on combining the D-U, the J. How they're getting that sound. But I remember having a conversation with a friend in England one time about where do you get this? When you ask them, you know, they have the tube system, which is their subway.
Yeah.
Right? And they refer to it as tube. It's a tube.
What?
Right? And I said,
stupid over there.
And I said, where do you get the C-H in tube? And his response was, the same place you get the two O's. So I was like, oh, okay. All right, that's fine.
Still stupid.
Should have said, don't talk to me like that.
Right?
Who are you?
Yeah, we beat you.
All right. Twice.
By the way, this can you imagine this in the woke world that is America? All right.
What, the tube?
No. What I'm about to tell you. this is about manly men.
Okay.
The government in China wants broadcasters to start promoting revolutionary culture. Whatever that is. The president has called for a national rejuvenation. As they see it, broadcasters should cover business, culture, education, and religion. And in fact, the TV regulator has directed, quote, broadcasters must resolutely put an end to sissy men and other abnormal
Dude, China is not effing around this week. You can't play video games there anymore.
All kinds of stuff. You can play
3 hours
video
on the weekends.
Three hours
they
a week.
Are not
three
effing
hours a
around.
Week.
Three so, hours they are ready for the takeover.
Listen, right. Dave and I have talked about this many a time. I have no desire to ever visit sure. over there.
Right. No, neither do I.
Never ever.
Right. But look, sissy men and abnormal aesthetics. A lot of this has to come from the andro look that's coming out of South Korea and
The boy bands, BTS and all that.
Right,
sure.
Right.
I'd love to see their beta test.
I saw a picture of one of those guys the other day. He's whiter than an albino. I mean, I don't know if it's makeup or what, but it's just like.
What color was his bowl cut? Was it the pink one?
No.
They're like My Little Pony. The purple one.
They are. But anyway, so it's official that, you know, because it's, you know, this andro look, they're against it. And China's men must be more masculine, is what they're saying.
Okay.
You know, it's not like the broadcasters there can argue in China.
Yeah,
in China, what daddy wants, daddy gets. But yeah. But I'm a man. Yes. I do manly things.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
There's one of my 80s bands. All right. I was such a Clash junkie. It was insane. I was just absolutely insane. Well, the Clash was the beginning of the loss of my hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember going to see them at the Palladium in New York, and I was like, imagine the Tower Theater with one more. Well, imagine the orchestra section, the center section.
Right.
All right. Imagine that twice as large.
Okay.
So what they had instead of having four rows. Right, like the tower does, is the outside rows on each side, the center rows. Then they had five, so they had a double center.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
Right, I'm on the complete left hand side, about 10 rows up.
Was it wider or longer?
Wider and longer.
Okay,
all right. But I'm on the left hand side, about 10 rows up, right in front of a stack of monitors.
Ooh.
Right,
and
it is blasting. And that was at a time where like nobody thought about bringing, you know, earplugs or anything like that. You know, the best you had was you would pull out the filters from a couple of cigarettes and stuff them in your ears.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Hey, they're cotton.
Wow. Right? You know,
it's rock and roll.
Well,
that would be unused cigarettes.
Of course.
I'd probably go
TP
ones.
Over that.
Right, you know. So, well, you don't necessarily have TP with you when you're sitting
they
in the
They didn't have
of
bathrooms
concert.
Then.
There was no bathrooms yet?
No, that was it.
Just cigarettes. Cigarettes and rock, Dave.
Yes. Right. And then when we eat so much, we would put a feather down our throat so we would vomit so we'd go and eat some.
You know. From your quill pen?
That was it. That was it back then. Back then.
Wow.
Oh, to have a quill pen. All I had was that piece of lead that I had to engrave in order to make my notes. Anyway, so we're there, and I am like 10 rows in front of the stack of monitors, and the Clash were loud.
Oh, yeah.
They were an incredibly loud
band. Easy to imagine.
And I remember going backstage to meet the band. Right, and my ears were ringing so much that I was talking to Joe Strummer, and his mouth is moving, and all I'm hearing is it would sound like people with masks on today. That was a Friday night. Sunday morning, my ears were still ringing.
Oof.
That was the beginning of my rock and roll hearing damage. So maybe you guys are right. Maybe it was Steven Tyler singing.
Mea culpa.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy, with this being a MGK, I want my MGK weekend and paying tribute to all of the 80s era MTV tunes. If I say MTV tunes, what's the first song that comes to mind for you?
Take on Me.
Take on Me.
Oh, uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because she always liked line drawing.
Yeah, the video.
Yeah. It's catchy.
Yeah, what was yours?
I would go with probably anything Blondie. If I first first start thinking about MTV, and I was so in love with that band. All right, you guys didn't know me punk years. All right, so
Johnny Moonbeam.
Johnny Moonbeam. Right. All right. What about you?
Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Down Under.
Down Under. All right.
Yeah, bang those glasses a little bit.
Heck yeah, man.
All right, Dave. What?
For me, it would be Cutting Crew. I just died in your arms tonight.
What?
No, really?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Screams 80s.
I love how you said it like it was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not very hard when they do it.
Slayer's playing.
It's just like, you know, everything seems to have this sort of rock take. And then Dave comes through with this.
It screams 80s.
It does.
John, you should appreciate this. This broke your boy Richard Branson's record label. Virgin broke because of this album.
I do like this song.
It's great.
Oh, God.
Hi!
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Sequoia Outback. Experience the ultimate backyard showroom on Route 309 in Hatfield or decksupplies.com. Today's the day that Walter Becker of Steely Dan passed away. And it was really a thrill for me the one time we got to talk to him. There is a story, and a story has been around for a while. There was this woman, Ricky, I think she pronounced her name Ducaret, or it could have been Ducaray. She went to school with Donald Fagen and when they were at Bard College, and supposedly she's the inspiration for Ricky Don't Lose That Number. She claims that he gave her his phone number at a party, even though she was married and pregnant at the time. Fagen wouldn't confirm the story, but this is what the late Walter Becker said to us when we brought it up.
Oh, Ricky, don't lose that number. I've heard a lot of great theories about what the lyrics to that one were about, but I'm here to tell you that none of them are true.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Can you say purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Cindy, can you say purple
burglar? Purple burglar alarm.
Well, see, proving that none of us are Scots.
Oh.
It seems that it is nearly impossible for Scottish people to say purple burglar alarm. They were doing this in Scotland. Listen to this.
There's some Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Burglar. Burglar. Purple burglar
Can you say purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm.
Say it now.
Say it.
Purple burglar alarm.
Say it properly.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
That's funny. Who figures these things out?
I have no idea. Well, someone in Scotland, obviously.
Do they not have the color purple over there?
Oh, no, they've got it everywhere.
Well, how can they not say it?
It's absolutely everywhere.
How can they not say purple?
It's their inflection, I guess.
It's a major color, you know, everywhere. All the thistle when it starts to, you know, when it starts to bloom is all purple.
They should be pros at saying purple.
Right, you got to like purple, you got to like brown when you're in Scotland.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. We have got an extra pair of Guns N' Roses tickets this morning, and we're going to give those away by simply playing Take the Fifth. Now, the way Take the Fifth works is really kind of simple. We're going to give you slogans. Would you call them slogans?
I'm trying to guide you to what the actual song title is. So I wouldn't call it slogans. I've just kind of made stuff up to sort of guide you, clue you in.
They're synonyms.
Synonyms for Guns N' Roses songs. And the object is to be the person who answers the fifth one. So as long as you keep answering correctly, we'll keep going. But as soon as you get one wrong, we're going to move on to the next caller. So even though we've got the phones lined up right now, it is very possible we're going to need a lot more phone calls. So get on the phone, 215-263-WMGK.
And let's remind them that. So say the first guy goes and gets four right.
Right, right.
And he gets the fifth one wrong. The next caller starts at number five and they can win.
Right, exactly. Perfect. Exactly. You pick up where the other guy left off. Didn't I say that?
I wasn't listening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Who are you? What show is this? I'm on vacation.
All right, let's play Take the Fifth. And we will start out this morning with Don. All right, Don, here comes your very first one. As long as you wrote him, Steve, go ahead, give it
all
to
right.
him.
Cherished Offspring.
Cherished Offspring. What song is that?
Sweet Child of Mine.
That is one for you, Don. All right, next one.
All right, Don, A Utopian Center.
Paradise City.
Wow. That's nice. Two for Wait. Don.
All right, Don. Number three, Catch a Late Ride Home.
Catch a Late Ride Home.
Night Train.
Night Train.
Wow, done.
Very good.
I thought that would be a stumper.
Wow. One got me.
Okay, wow. Next one.
Endure and Expire.
Say that again?
Endure and Expire.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Little Red Dog.
Little Red Dog.
Oh my God!
Very good. Here comes your last one. I didn't think anybody was going to get past number three.
This is the best ever. I don't think we've ever done this.
We stumped three people at number three yesterday around the office.
Yeah, three people who work here.
Yeah. All right, number five.
Last one done.
A virtue.
A virtue.
Sorry, say it again.
A virtue.
A virtue.
Patience.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No.
The first person goes through all five.
We've never had somebody run through all five to take the fifth.
What a master.
You, my man, have got a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Plus, you're registered for the grand prize, a hotel room for the night.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He will be coming to the Hollywood casinos this Sunday, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. It has been a long time since I have said this, but Larry the Cable Guy is on the phone. Larry, how the hell are you?
Well, I tell you what, as long to last time you did, I was a short Asian man. But it has been a long time. Holy smokes, this is crazy. I can't believe time flies. It just seems like yesterday I was knocking a bunch of old women over trying to get to the last roll of toilet paper. Here I am back out doing stuff. It'll be probably my 8th show in a year and a half.
Oh my God.
I know, which is still not as long as I've gone wearing the same pair of sweatpants. So, you know, it's fun to get back out there and tell some jokes, but I will say I was only doing, for the last few years, only 20, 25 shows a year anyway. I've been slowing down. I want to spend time with my kids. They just turned 13, 15.
Oh my God. I've known you that long? Oh my God.
I know. 14, 15.
So what's it like having two teenagers in the house?
I don't know, because they speak Chinese, so I don't know. I don't know how any of that happened, but I remember when my wife first got pregnant way back in 2005, she was scared to tell me. You know, she was scared to tell me, didn't know how I'd react. Uh-huh. So it was three months went by before I even knew about it, you know. But I didn't know any better anyway. You know, I was kind of getting used to her throwing up after we had sex, so I didn't... I didn't know much about it, but it definitely keeps you in shape. Boy, they run all over the place. You try to catch up to them, but it's a joy. I sure do enjoy it. My mom lives with us.
Uh-huh.
She's 86 now, and she's getting up there in age, so she was scared to live by herself, so I got her living here at the house. We got a nice little place set up for downstairs, and every now and then she'll get tangled up in the chicken wire we got around the room there. But this whole COVID thing, she'll come up and she'll go, is any more news on this COVID?
COVID.
And I go, on what? She goes, COVID. I go, you mean COVID? She goes, COVID. I go, no, it's COVID. She goes, oh, my Lord, there's two of them now? Mom, why don't you go back downstairs? And as she's walking back down the room, I hear her go, hey, Steve, Google if Roy Clark's still alive. What is she doing, wanting to date Roy Clark? She's been going on them elderly dating sites.
Oh, really?
Silver Singles.
No, Metamucil Mingle.
Oh, forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah, that's the big one. So, did y'all do the vaccination or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you're going to see a lot more people getting it in the fall when they come out with that pumpkin spice
batch. One would think.
But who knows? I don't know. But here's the thing about the world today. You don't know who's to trust for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You used to be able to trust lots of people. Now you question more people than you trust.
It's unbelievable. I don't even think that Batman was real anymore. I mean, they've done so many things about him. Well, anyway, whatever.
Hey, we have a mutual friend in Kevin Cronin. I know you're a big REO Speedwagon fan.
Oh, Kevin, he's something else, ain't he? I cannot wait to the day that he hits 100 pounds.
Weren't you supposed to do a tour with them just before COVID broke?
Yeah, we were working on a thing with them. I ended up doing a few with Sticks instead because something happened with their scheduling. And then COVID really took over, and then that was the end of that. But I did Sticks. And the weird thing about Sticks, I love them as well, Tommy and all the boys.
Oh, yes, sure. Tommy and JY are very old friends of mine.
And it's crazy, you know, after 30 years, the only difference is backstage, instead of smelling like pot, now it smells like pot with a mixture of Bengay. You know?
Now listen to this. I'm not sure if you heard this story yet, but REO Speedwagon was supposed to play. I might have been Portland. It was somewhere in Washington, right? And because of COVID, and some members of the band had been in contact, they had a drop out of this show, and they were the headliners for like some fair of some kind. They were going to be the big band that closed out the show, so they couldn't do it, and the promoters went out and got somebody else. That somebody else was the Village People.
No. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That's
no.
Like going to see Megadeth and KC and the Sunshine Band. Oh, holy smokes. That reminds me of when we went to see Skinner, and we had these tickets. We paid extra these tickets so that we were some of the folks that got to go to the lobby. After the show and take pictures with the cardboard cutouts of the original members. I used to do a joke about I love classic rock and roll, but here's one thing you never want to hear when you go to a classic rock concert. All right. Here's one off our brand new album.
Bathroom time.
Yeah, they started figuring out that's when beer sales really went up. You know, I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert 6 times and still haven't seen them live. I tell you what, I got to do Alice Cooper's a buddy of mine.
Oh, I love Alice. What a great guy.
I'm telling you, he's the greatest guy, but I was playing his golf tournament. I've hosted his Christmas bash a couple times and did his birthday party. And I remember one time he wanted me to come out and roast everybody.
Okay.
So I went, and Don Felder from the Eagles was there, and I love Don. So Don's
the nicest guy on the planet. He's going to be in town in October,
early
right?
October, yeah.
In October, yeah, he'll be here. Well, yeah. I'm good friends with him, too. We have all the same friends, Larry.
Oh, I know. Well, go see him, because he's so awesome. But it was funny. He just had an album he put out or something. And so I got on stage, and I go, it's good to see all these folks here. It's like a who's who, who's not working, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I go, Don, my wife and I were just at a carnival, and she did that dart game thing. She only popped 3 out of 10 balloons, but they told her she could have anything on the bottom shelf. So we got your new album. I swear, I thought Alice was going to hock up his orange chicken. Those, I love all them. All them groups, they're awesome. But Speedwagon, man, bands coming up nowadays. They're here today, gone tomorrow. That's it. Guys like Speedwagon, Foreigner, Styx, the car, their music will never die.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for spending the time. Larry the Cable Guy, he's loose, ladies and gentlemen. He's going back out on the road, and he will be at the Hollywood Casino this Sunday. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Give me one, Larry.
Get it up!
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
We're not going to do the bright side this morning because it's time for us to say goodbye. Gord, get over by your microphone. For the past 5 years, a lot of you have encountered Taylor here on the air. She's our assistant, our social media buddy. Started out as an intern in the production department and then insisted on working on the morning show. And today is going to be her last day. Today is her last day. And we just want you to know how much you've meant to us
all this time. Right? I could cry. Oh, that's okay.
That's usually my job.
It's good radio.
I know.
I guess it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been, well,
about like 10.
Having Taylor here was like having the daughter I never had, the little sister that we all had, you know, annoy us at work all morning. All right, you know, but it has been a great time having you here, watching you grow, and you know, and you know, a lot of you don't know Taylor. She's pretty. She's really a redhead.
right? I still don't believe that.
Insists on being a blonde. Look at the eyebrows.
No,
they're dyed.
Insists on being a blonde. Right, you know, she's very intelligent. She's going for an MBA, and she's throwing that all away. Why? Because she wants to be a disc jockey. No, I know she is. She's actually going to be doing radio on her own. She's doing nights at a station in Delaware, and it's great. It is really, really great for you.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that you've meant a lot to all of us, and it's going to be a big hole in our life when you are not here.
Aww. Yeah, you're a really big help.
A quiet hole.
Of course.
Anything you guys want to say?
Thank you for everything you've done. You've been a huge help for me, running the show and helping Dave with social media and stuff.
Heck yeah.
We're gonna miss you, but we're extremely happy for you that you're getting to go and start doing radio on your own.
Yeah. I can't wait for the radio power couple that's going to emerge
in about five years
because their boyfriend is also in Wilmington.
In
the biz.
Yes. And the wildest thing was...
You guys can afford a studio apartment.
When she got here, Nate was our intern.
Correct. Sure.
And I told the two of them, I said, you know, you two should really get together. This should be a relationship. And I kept chasing it, Nate, go after that.
She has a boyfriend, don't worry about it.
We knew that wasn't going to last.
You know who I'm going to miss the most?
Who's going to miss?
Her parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Her parents are great people.
Our parents have become great friends to all of us.
Miss the mushrooms.
Oh, in a big way.
Right.
God. There goes no mushroom soup this year.
Wow. You guys can always come down.
Nope.
You know that?
No. Yes. We want delivery of our mushrooms.
Oh, okay. I'll get my dad on that, actually. Yes. Right.
But look. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
We are
really, really happy. And it is blatantly obvious that Matt doesn't give a damn about you because he never entered the room.
I know. Wow. I'm offended.
So you take care. Have a great weekend, Philadelphia. I don't take any crap from anybody.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.